You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
All right, so we are here today to discuss the most exciting film of the decade, Division 19. Seems like it could be a sequel to District 9, full of aliens, very exciting futuristic stuff, really fantastic score. But that's not this movie. This is Division 19, a very entirely different type of film, and one that I have to say deeply disappointed me. I am Laura. I'm here with...
You're here with Alan. What's up?
So we're talking about this movie, which was, not my favorite. Full of a lot of long, staring silences by the characters, a lot of them on, you know, handheld cameras instead of on sticks. So we got a lot of jerky, long shots of people thinking. So you want to give us a setup? I think you have a good grasp of this.
Yeah, the basic setup is
concept.
So, yeah, we're stuck in this dystopian future, and we've seen so many of these that the best way to describe it is, what's the dystopian version? Like, what's going on to make this dystopian? Is corporates taking over everything? That's par for the course. But what's happening right now is that the main entertainment of the world is prisoners. They're videotaping prisoners 24/7, putting them through random bullshit. And in case it sounds familiar, yes, this is not as interesting as Death Race, but it's the same kind of idea where we're basically just watching. You subscribe and you get to basically watch a prisoner 24/7 do whatever the hell. And that's basically it. It's like that's basically the setup of this world. Then a bunch of hackers want to break out this guy that's super famous because he's related. And that is where the plot ends. Besides
pretty much.
What's filling in the random plot points are... some criminology, first-year criminology student attempt to just talk about the shit that's a prison system, because they named this a panopticon. So anyone that actually knows anything about criminology knows specifically why that's a reference to a specific type of prison that was supposed to be where everyone watched it. And when there's no plot, it feels like this is just forced exposition, like they're trying to do some sort of message in this movie, and that got really boring really quick.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot holding anything together. And, you know, we have this initial scene of some parkour, which is what is showcased in the trailer, which was actually the best part of the movie, these parkour sequences. And then they, you know, say they've lost three guys. And I'm like, you did? Wait, where?
That was
when
confusing.
Did you lose three guys? And so that's pretty much this entire movie, missing scenes. They show us a bunch of stuff that doesn't matter, but they leave out the important things, such as... losing some guys. Like, where, what happened there?
And there were five of you in the room. What do you mean you lost three guys? That's over half the cast.
It was
they never talk about
good.
It again.
I know, right? And then that guy like left. We never saw him until the end of a movie, and we got to see him like once standing against a wall. Like, what?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Because basically, yeah, they want to break out this guy because he's his friend and he's a big deal in the prison because he's the big star. So they break him out, but he kind of just runs off and just goes on his own adventure, which is basically what the quote, what can be construed as the flow of the movie is, kind of just watching him just go through. And funny, because I was remembering, like, there's a lot of movies that have District in front of them, or District Division. I was thinking of District 13, which is just this French movie.
Oh.
Luc Besson worked on it, and it's mm-hmm. like parkour and all that cool stuff. It's nothing. There is not a single interesting thing in this movie, and that is the most disappointing. Like, nothing pisses me off more than watching a boring movie. Not even a bad movie, but a bad movie I can laugh at. There is just nothing to grasp on, nothing interesting. Characters just do things because the plot says so, and sometimes not even because the plot says so, because they feel like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta say, I totally agree with your assessment there. But one light for me was seeing that the police were called the Parkour Police. So
I didn't even
that was one bright
that.
Moment
what?
For me.
They're called the Parkour Police?
Yes, I couldn't believe it. It was on, I can't remember if it was on someone's jacket or if it was on a police car. It might have been on a car. I just remember seeing, oh, those are really bad graphics, like the design of the graphic on the side of the car.
Oh, yeah,
I did
that was
not
awful.
Care for. Yeah, it was really bad. And then it was Parkour Police, and I was like, what? you know, gave me hope. You know, but it was midway through the movie, though. And so had it been earlier, it would have given me hope that it would have been a spoof on a bad movie, but it wasn't even that. So I don't like to pan movies often because it's really hard to make a movie, but the story itself did not lend itself to being filmed, I have to say. And they did not do a good job with what they had. So, yeah. Parkour police.
Good times. It's frustrating because there's not a single, like, you're just following this character kind of bumbling his way from point to point, and then randomly every now and then he'll sit down with somebody that's trying to help him out for some whatever fucking reason.
And yeah, not like, oh. Him
towards the next objective. I'm like, why are you, what is going on in this movie?
Yeah. And then suddenly he's clean. I'm like, where did you get clean? Like, you brush your hair? And he's supposed to be a badass, and he's not.
I mean, there is one fight scene where he fights, like, a room full of people and then gets hit in the head, and I, for the life of me, can't remember what happens afterwards. But
That's, again, a missing scene. We missed that scene because they didn't film it.
Yeah.
Or they didn't show us that.
It's weird because, like, you watch enough film, and you can generally tell the flow of a movie because there's, you know, the build-up, the climax, the settle-down. This movie, an hour and 22 minutes in, I feel like we're halfway through this movie. Because nothing has been established, nothing has been built up. We establish the villain and the pseudo-villain or whatever the hell is going on in this movie. And usually this is the point where something happens that builds up for the next 30, 40 minutes before the movie ends. But there's like 5 minutes on the clock, so I'm like, are they going to just leave it on a cliffhanger? Is this going to end like Alita Battle Angel? Where it's just going to end on a cliffhanger because they expect a sequel? It's like, I honestly, this is one of the biggest messes I've seen for a small film. And we watch a lot of small movies in Scream Squad. This is the biggest mess I've ever seen because I feel like this was just chopped and screwed together without any idea of how to make a plot at all.
Yeah, I agree. And I did see one not quite as bad indie film a couple months ago, but this one has it beat because at least that one had... They were trying to, you know, sell you something, basically. They were trying to sell a theology. And there was a storyline, even though it was not great. This one, I really do not have anything positive to say about. And I wish I did. I wish there had been something. Maybe, I mean, some of the actors did a good job being natural. They talk like real people. I'll give them that. Some of them.
Some of them. Oh, I can't even think of a single one. It's funny because, like, again, this movie feels like it's a bunch of random pieces that they just strung together. Because there's a certain point in which, like, some of the characters, they're just talking about, like, oh, the corporations don't pay this much tax, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, is this a Tumblr post that you put a line that you put into the fucking script?
I know, and then we didn't go anywhere with that.
It goes on.
It's like, oh, you thought that was, it's going to be something, you know, a statement on humanity and how the government takes over and these other people are trying to do good and they've got better ideas in the government, but no, it's not that.
But the thing is, it feels like it was trying to be, because the movie literally starts off talking shit to you going, oh, you're sitting there eating? It's like, yeah, I'm eating, I'm watching a movie, I'm trying to enjoy myself. And then it's like, it drops it, but then it brings it up randomly as needed, and it's like, it is so inconsequential to the plot that a lot of those lines of dialogue could be removed and the movie wouldn't change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish that somebody had gotten hold of the script before they shot it and said, hey, we need to have a main character. We need to have some kind of destination for this story. We need to have some kind of through line, and we need to have suspense and a villain, and there needs to be an actual, some type of conflict that's happening, and there needs to be some kind of resolution, like all the key parts, a beginning and a middle and an end of a story. So we need all those things,
and we got almost none, honestly.
Yeah, we're in the middle of someone's story, don't really know, I don't know what's happening. Oh, and there's a really bad thing where he was trying to feed a rat something that had like a, you know, would have had some kind of tracker. Like, that tracker was way too big to go in that rat. Like, really?
Oh, they stole that scene shot for shot from The Running Man.
Yeah, I was just like, really? But if it had been, you know, just paying homage to these things, to these other science fiction and futuristic films, then maybe that would have been a little bit better. Or maybe if, you know, it just didn't, it did not work for me at all.
Yeah.
This film did not work.
Yeah, every single thing he tries to do. The man spends most of this movie on the run and there's absolutely no tension at all.
None.
So.
Yeah, and again, when he's on the run and he has this, there's that one scene, there's the parkour at the beginning, and then there's a fight scene. That's it. And it doesn't, you know, I'm not invested in any of the characters. I'm not invested in our main dude's journey. We don't know anything about him. There's no development to his character whatsoever. We have no idea what kind of a person he is from start to finish. There's nothing there.
He's not even named except for the fact that they keep blaring it on billboards, and that's the only time he maybe gets called his name once, maybe throughout the whole movie by an actual person. Most of the time, it's blared through.
Maybe. Yeah.
So, like, you could literally go through the whole movie and not know a single person in the scene because they never give anyone any names. It's just a bunch, again, it feels like a bunch of random scenes that was strung together to be a theatrical run, and it's like, holy crap. I am so mad that I spent so much time watching it because I'm like, I didn't gain anything from this. I feel like I wasted so much time with this.
I know. I was disappointed with the amount of time that I had to spend with this movie. So, how about final thoughts? Are those our final thoughts on this movie?
Yeah, I mean, final thoughts. This is a movie that tries to sell itself as a parkour action movie with a thriller that accomplishes none. There are way better movies that have almost the same kind of concept. Go watch Death Race. Go watch Running Man. Go watch Brick Mansions, which is basically what this movie wishes it was. That's a way better movie with Paul Walker, and it's amazing. But yeah, there is just nothing about this movie that even feels like a movie. It feels like a bunch of strung together scenes, and it's trying to be ambient and fails at every single thing it tries to do. So as far as my rating, it'll be one parkour cop out of four.
Okay, I have to agree with pretty much every single thing you said. There are definitely better movies out there to watch that, you know, this film tries to do a bunch of stuff, does not hit any of its marks. And it's a pity, you know. I really don't know how this kind of a movie actually starts to happen, just because there are so many things that don't work and there are so many things that are not shot. There's so many... Or maybe they shot them, but they didn't work out, so they couldn't show them. I don't know. You never know what happens when you get on set and start shooting. But it just seems like this totally missed the mark. It's not engaging. There's zero character development, I have absolutely no investment whatsoever in the main character or his journey, because there is just no point to any of it. And that's a big problem when you want to have a film happen, you know. And if you want people to watch your movie and be invested in it, they need those things. So I'm giving this one a hard pass, and I wish I could take back those hours of my life rating as my arbitrary rating of this film. So that's that, Division 19.